We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and our next segment features the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. We've got a pair of guests in studio here this morning. The shelter director, Bryce Kolk. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Brandon Sokol, Animal Control Officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here. We always like to get an update of what's going on at our animal shelter. It's in a great shelter, one of the nicer ones I've seen here in our region, and we've got some good news to talk about. There's an adoption special going on. Is it this week?
It's for the rest of February. It's for the month of February, yeah. So it's a Cupid special. So all of our...
Hey, push your microphone down just a little bit there.
That better?
That's
all
better,
right.
Yeah.
All of our kittens that are under 1 year is only $80. Over a year is $40. Our dogs that are medium to larger are $75. Small dogs are $125 and puppies are $175. So most of them have almost a 50% discount on those adoption fees, fully vetted.
Okay. And that's great because then they're you know that they're vaccinated. They've had their shots.
Don't have worms.
Yeah, exactly. So good stuff. And do you have a lot on hand right now?
We don't have too many dogs. I think we have 11 or 12. And then we have, I think, five of them that actually have a sponsored adoption fee as well. So they don't, it's already been paid by somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it ebbs and flows at the animal shelter from time to time, so good to hear.
Yeah.
Vaccine clinic, when's that happening?
Yeah, so Petco, they have a nonprofit organization through them that is given us vaccines to distribute to the public for free. So tomorrow, actually, Douglas Center parking lot, 900 Yuma Street, from 12 to 2, we'll be out there with K-State and some volunteers giving out DAPP vaccines, which are parvo-distemper vaccines for dogs, FVRCP vaccines for cats, and then rabies vaccines for dogs and cats. We're actually going to do free microchips, too.
Okay. And so is there any stipulations on this if people come out?
The only stipulation is that if you live in the city limits, that you get a license. We'll have city license out there for people. So.
Okay. And as far as microchipping, I mean, that's great that it's going to be a free opportunity here, but talk about why that's so important.
Yeah. So microchips... it's essentially an ID tag that is inserted under the skin of your animal. It's about the size of a grain of rice. Holds your information, the dog's information. So if it's ever lost and found by somebody, scanned, it can go straight home.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a good opportunity there. And licensing, I think Brandon's going to talk a little bit about that, right?
Right, yeah. So another good way of trying to get your dog home, you know, as animal control officer, it's one of the first things I'm going to try and look up is if this dog has a current rabies vaccine city license. And so that city license is really registering of the rabies vaccine. So animals under 4 months of age can't really get a rabies vaccine, so they can't be registered. But by the time a dog or cat reaches 6 months, it's actually required in Manhattan to have that rabies vaccine and then purchase that city license. So licensing fees, if the animal's fixed, it's $6 per year. And then if they're not fixed, it's $24 per year. And you can purchase a city license for as long as your rabies vaccine's current. So if you have like an adult animal that's been vaccinated, might have a 3-year rabies vaccine, you purchase a 3-year city license all at once, and you're good for that time. And I mean, I use that information a lot. Had a situation recently where I found a dog at large, got it loaded up, didn't have any identification on it, no microchip, but customary, I kind of drove around the block just to make sure no one wasn't out looking for the dog. Saw there was a fence blown over. It was kind of after that big windstorm. Fence must have fallen over. People didn't know it was damaged. And so I pull over, I look up that address, and sure enough, here's an animal that's registered there that meets my description of the dog I've got. Call the person, they're at work, they come right home, they get their dog, you know. So it's like it saved the shelter resources of bringing it back to the animal shelter, you know, and getting it there in our population. It also helped that owner, you know, get that dog home right away. So that information is useful for a lot of different situations, like, you know, maybe there's an emergency and we need to know if there's any animals registered there. Really just to make sure that rabies vaccine's been done. And as a city ordinance, we try to make sure people are following that. So like Bryce said, at that clinic tomorrow, if you don't have a city license or you're getting a rabies vaccine, that you'd be required to purchase. And so those fees, yeah, $6 or $24 if the animal's not fixed.
All right. That's not too bad. That's pretty reasonable price there to get it.
Yeah, and those fees support our animal shelter, you know, mm-hmm. so the more animals that we have licensed, you know, the more revenue the shelter gets and the more animals that we can ultimately help.
Perfect. All right. Good stuff. There are some other ordinances that you want us to be aware of here?
You know, at large, you know, it's kind of like what we call a loose dog. So, you know, there's the loose dogs that get out, you know, and that are lost. And then there's people, you know, that walk their dog off leash. If, you know, we see that, we definitely are going to pull over or, you know, have a word with you about making sure they're on a leash. We typically carry a couple extras in case you don't have one. But something that, you know, we really want to be fairly serious about enforcing, you know, even if a dog can handle that, we got to set a precedent for people who maybe have an animal that can't handle that, you know, so we really got to make sure that we're all abiding by that law, especially in parks. There's a lot going on in the parks. It's hard to say, you know, what kind of situation could occur, you know, with everybody out there. So the leash law, you know, please just abide by that. That helps us out a lot. I hate telling people, you know, when they're out playing with their dog that they're doing something wrong. So I'm like, just a leash, you know, cover that, and then carry poop bags. You know, definitely want to pick that stuff up. You know, avoid athletic fields, walking and playing with dogs on there. Certainly if you are walking across there or doing something out there, make sure you have those poop bags so that the people are out enjoying those athletic fields for their sporting events. They're not, you know.
Yeah, stepping in something that shouldn't be. Understood. Yeah, and those are things probably people just kind of don't think about here. But there are ordinances for city limits, and you have to abide by it.
Yeah, and there's dog parks. You know, we got a couple nice dog parks around. There's a lot of nice recreational spots out in the county that can be appropriate for that. There's places in the county that aren't appropriate for that. You know, like the Kanza is one area that they just do not allow dogs at all.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that before. So, yeah, don't bring them out there. If you happen to find a stray animal, what I know this happens a lot, so What's the proper protocol here for that?
Calling RC County PD, report it to them. That way they can get that information to an animal control officer. But they also might have, you know, someone calling them looking for their animal, and they can connect the dots there. You'd also call the animal shelter and let them know that, hey, I got this animal. Let's say you found one and you're able to, you know, safely secure it, though I typically don't recommend people doing. But let's say they do, call the animal shelter. They you know, can set up or coordinate getting that stray animal over to them and intaking. And like, again, they might also already be in contact with that dog owner. And we're talking more dogs than cats. You know, if you do find a stray cat, it's good to recall and report it. That way, if somebody is looking for that cat, we can try and connect those dots. But if the animal, you know, the cat, it looks healthy, like it looks like it's doing well, it's not injured, not sick, it's probably safe to leave it where it's at. You know, cats that are lost are typically pretty scared or reclusive. They're not like your outgoing cats that are going to come up to just some random person. Those cats are usually cats that are used to being outside. They might have a couple different hosts that they go visit, you know, so they're confident and they're enjoying life. So like those types of cats, we try to avoid getting in because statistically the chances of them getting back to their owner are very low. I mean, Bryce, I think it's 5%.
2%
is
the average percentage of cats that come into animal shelters and actually find their owner. Statistically, you know, cats can travel up 20, 30 miles, you know.
Wow.
And so, especially if they're not altered, you know, if you're going to have an indoor-outdoor cat, making sure that it is spayed or neutered is going to ensure that it's probably not going to stray out of that, you know, range that it, you know, of its community. But yeah, only 2% of cats that come into shelters is the average that actually get reclaimed. So I think it's 30% of cats that people just leave alone that actually go back home, whether it's a day or week or, you know, a month later. So, I know everybody sees that cute cat outside and it's so sweet and friendly. And the first instinct is, oh my gosh, I got to take it inside and get it somewhere. And it's, you know, it's not against the ordinance that cat is outside. And a lot of people have outside cats. So the best we can do for that animal is to leave it where it is and let it go home unless we see an urgent need to bring it in.
Sure. And of course, this time of year, it gets cold.
So right.
Again, that natural instinct is going to be, oh, let's bring it inside. It's freezing out here. But,
right.
You know, and cats have survived for hundreds of years probably in the cold.
Right.
But, yeah. All right. Well, and I might ask also, I saw the other day over by my house, it was not in my neighborhood, but you know, just drove by, there was a dead carcass of an animal on the side of the road.
Call those in. Yeah, call those in. If they're in the road here in town, we stop by and pick those up. I wouldn't say I necessarily take pride in doing that, but yeah. I like to get it done so they're not out there for everybody to, you know, have to swerve or smell.
Okay. And,
yeah, I don't mind that at all.
By calling in RCPD.
Correct.
You know, people are still more than welcome to call in any kind of a animal related call to the shelter, but that going through RCPD dispatch is going to get it relayed to the animal control officer faster. So.
Yeah. Okay. And it's just, you know, it's not something people want to see on the side of the road anyway.
No, we try and get over and get them. If we've got some more urgent calls, we'll kind of push those back because they're usually not going anywhere. But we try and get them taken care of right away.
Okay. Anything else here as far as announcements you guys want to pass along? We can go over the adoption special again here if you want, just to remind people.
Yeah, come see us. We got some good animals. Okay. We're not allowing walkthroughs with dogs right now, just because we're dealing with a little bit of illness. But I mean, we're working through. But we got pictures of them. We got pictures online. You know, we're more than welcome to inquire with people at the front or over the phone about those animals. And then, you know, if the situation works out to where it could go home, I think we work through those types of things.
Yeah. And we're working on revamping our volunteer and foster program as well. So anybody interested in volunteering. It's not just limited to walking a dog and the basics anymore. It's, you know, if anybody has a special talent for photography, videography, marketing, anything like that, you want to come hang out in the office and help do an adoption, we'd be more than happy to welcome you in and kind of get you started on what our protocol is for those things, as well as a new foster program. If anybody's interested in fostering, we'd love to have them fill out an application and kind of get on the list of pets that may be in need in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we were talking about that needle-natal kitten training we had coming up.
Yeah.
When is that exactly?
That's a good question. Didn't have it with me. But yeah, we're going to be doing three neonatal kitten training classes in the month of March. And what those classes are is it's a chance for the public to come in and learn how to properly bottle feed a kitten and care for neonatals because in the springtime we see a lot of neonatal kittens, you know, under 8 weeks is what I mean by neonatal, that come in. And shelters are so overwhelmed with them that they don't know what to do. So we're looking for fosters. We're looking for people to come out and learn how to bottle feed so that when those animals are found, they're able to you know, kind of keep them, bottle feed them correctly.
Socialize them
until they're 8 weeks old. And so we want to teach the community, you know, the proper way to do that. and that's going to be Friday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Saturday, March 12th, 11 a.m. at the Animal Shelter. And then Friday, March 25th, 4 p.m. online, Facebook Live. And all that information that we've been talking about can all be found on our Facebook page as well.
All right. I believe we have a quick call here, so we'll get to the phone lines real quick. They have a question. Go ahead.
I'll make this real quick. I have two items that I want to compliment the animal shelter on. Well, the first one, no. I had a paper out in the west part of Manhattan about 6-7 years ago, and one night about 7 o'clock, real dark and rainy and cold, a little chihuahua coming down the street. Well, we're an animal lover family, and I have had chihuahuas, so I picked it up, took it home, kept it warm, took it to the Little Apple vet the next morning. They called the Raleigh County Police and to see if somebody had called in. Well, yes, they had, and they called the lady. She was there in 5 minutes, and she came in and said, "Where's my dog? Where's Bella? Where's Bella?" Well, Bella was found. And the second thing is, I had occasion, I was going to be indisposed for a bit, and I had him take my dog to the pound so my daughter could pick him up. He was there for a week. They treated her like gold, did everything she needed to do. They even took the dog to K-State, got the rest of its shots, because it had parvo when it was 2.5 years old, about lost him. But Little Apple Vet saved him, lost a buck or two. And they took him up there, did everything to him. Then he got kennel cough, and they kept him till that was gone. She picked him up. They did the adoption papers, did everything for her, like we were important people. And I just want to tell you, your people out there do a great, great job. I used to bring out a whole bunch of newspapers for your dogs. I don't know if you'll still need them. If you do, you just say so right now, and I'll bring you some more papers. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we get a lot of donations right now. Thank you for the donations. Absolutely, we're pretty good on newspaper for the moment. We haven't been getting a lot of like our pocket pets, like, you know, rabbits and guinea pigs and that kind of thing, which we use a lot of that for. But still, thank you for the donations. Absolutely, glad we could help you out.
All right. Well, guys, it's always good to see you, Brandon and Bryce. And we'll be doing this more often here, once a month on the third Friday of the month. So we're going to continue the segment back up here and. Maybe next month we'll have a furry friend in studio with us. So I'll encourage that.
For sure.
Thanks,
awesome,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And we'll continue to focus here in a moment. News Radio KMAN.